Morning, guys. We are learning the sugya of kimcha techita, the sugya of flour, bracha to say on flour. So the Gemara tells us in Daf Lamed Vav, 10 lines down or so, the two dots, kimcha techita, when it comes to flour, wheat flour, Rav Yehuda Amar Borei Pri Adam. He says one says an Adam, because of course it grows from the ground. And Rav Nachman Amar Shehakol Nia Bidvaro, he argues and one should only recite a Shehakol. So what's the machlokas here? So, Amar Le Rava, Rav Nachman, Rava says Rav Nachman, Lo Tafluk Alead Rav Yehuda. Rava advised Rav Nachman, you should not argue on Rav Yehuda. Why? Because Rav Yochanan and Shmuel, Kaima Kavase. Because both Rav Yochanan and Shmuel were big, big people. They hold like Rav Yehuda. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, the Chain Amar Rav Yitzhak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shemin Zayis Mivarchin Alav Bori Piyaitz. If a person were to drink olive oil, we had this discussion in the past, we're not going to get into the details of this. One who drinks Shemin Zayis, says ha'etz, when it's an olive, it's ha'etz, and when it becomes shemen zayit, even though it transforms, it's still ha'etz. So he explains, Amma afagav dishtani bimilsei kai, even though it's transformed from olives to olive oil, bimilsei kai, it still remains its initial bracha of ha'etz. So hachanami, here too also, afagav dishtani bimilsei kai, here too also, when the wheat grows from the ground, a person were to eat raw wheat, that's a hadama. That's everyone agrees. That's a gemara later on. Rashi quotes. So here too. So even though it transforms to flour, we're taking Rashi for a moment to flour. It should remain the same bracha, just like olives and olive oil remain the same. So to here, in other words, the transformation is not going to affect anything, and you should therefore passing like Rav Yehuda to say a hadama.
Why is that different than out than? Dates. Let's say crushed dates.
Good question. They ask this question. We're not going to get involved, but the post can do to discuss this. It's a very good question. It is. So what are we talking about here? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says kimcha dechita, around eight narrow lines down in Rashi. Kimcha dechita, ochel kemach chitim kemo shehi. You eat it raw. And simply reading Rashi, it means flour. The flour that we have, we buy from the stores that we use to make dough, we use to make challah. That's the flour that Rashi is referring to. That's the discussion of kimcha dechita. And one says, Bari Pri Adama, Rashi says, because kishar koses chitin, just like one were to chew raw wheat straight from the ground, it's Adama. So Rav Yehuda says, it's the same halacha when it comes to kimcha techita. Next, Rashi says, dishtani, vigara ho velo ishtani leluye mal yasa. So when it transforms, sometimes we have, it transforms to something better. We had the case of Hagafen. Grapes to grape juice, grapes to wine is a better, it's elevating the status of it. It's transforming to a better way. This case is degrading the item. It's taking it from the status of being a raw wheat to flour. So still, b'milsai kai, says Rashi, is havalei kikosis chitin. It should be no different than chewing actual raw wheat. And next,
is it so pashut that raw wheat to flour goes down in value? In the market, it would go up in value, no?
It's a good point. Not sure. I don't know. It's a good point.
Not as a food product, though. Not as like a food.
Not as a food. Right. In terms of eating, yeah. A person would prefer a wheat than eating flour. In terms of what it's capable of creating, further down the process, it's closer to bread, so flour therefore went through more work, and therefore the labor, I guess, one would be paying for.
We knew that. We knew there was a reason.
Right. But the question
because
is...
for a person to eat.
Exactly, right.
I'm saying that I think we knew, right? That's the reason.
Well, that's the answer.
Eat.
Right.
But I'm saying the question is, on a market value... Cause
we don't care about market
grapes.
Value, though.
Well, they talk about grapes that way.
No, no.
The market is much more expensive as wine than it is as grapes. I thought that was...
No, the market value has no impact on the bracha here. That's the one Rashi before you go further in the Gemara. This is very important Rashi. He says, Hacha Islay Iluya. Actually, we didn't get there yet. Let's do the Gemara, then we'll come back to the Rashi. So right now we have that Rav Yehuda holds that even though it's transformed, even though the wheat transformed to flour, it still retains the initial bracha of Adama, just like olives to olive oil still retains the bracha of Ha'etz. And for that reason, Rava says, don't argue on Rav Yehuda, because many big people held like Rav Yehuda to retain the bracha of Adama. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. Me dummy, could you compare the two cases of olive oil and flour? Hasam over there when it comes to olive oil, lesle iluya harina. You've already gotten to your goal. Olives to olive oil, you've reached your goal. That's the whole goal of growing tree. Olive trees are to create olive oil. So that's why it's a final product. It should say ha'it. Hacha here when it comes to wheat and flour, isle iluya harina. Bipas. there's going to be a greater value. You're stopping off along the way. You're making the flour, which is somewhat degrading, but you haven't gotten to the final product yet. So you can't compare the two halachas. So Rashi explains, when it comes to flour, if there is a better, there's still a better product. It's lost the status of being a fruit of the ground, a vegetable. It's no longer wheat that goes from the ground because you've ground it. But it hasn't yet gotten to the point of edible yet. It's not edible. So when it comes to olives, the moment you squeeze out the olive oil, that already becomes, enters into the world of being edible. And that's the focus. That's the reason, the whole goal of growing olive trees is to have olive oil. So it makes sense why olive oil should say ha'etz. But it doesn't make that much sense that wheat dropping down to flour and it hasn't yet gotten into the bread, that should not be the hadama. That's the kash of the Gemara. So Gemara now says, wait a second.
Did we give another reason or did we give a contradiction just now when you brought in the Rashi?
No, I'm just
or a different reason on why it goes down.
No, the Rashi is the mainstream reason. There are other slight ones. I didn't want to get involved in that. This is the one to take, though. This is the one we're going to go. Rashi says that we have, when something's in natural form, everyone agrees. You say what the initial bracha is, an adam or ha'etz, wherever it grows. Everyone agrees to that point. Everyone also agrees when it gets to the final product, the final goal, which in olive oil would be olive oil. You say ha'etz as well. This case. It's in a middle stage here, that it's no longer the initial, the raw wheat because you've ground it. So it can't be the initial form. You've pulverized it. But it hasn't gotten to the goal yet. It's not yet bread. So therefore, it's somewhere in the middle. It's not raw. It's not the goal. So therefore, you should drop to a shahakol. Or at least, it can't be comparable to olive oil. Olive oil went straight from being raw to the final product. And so it remains ha'etz the whole time. But anything else that has a process that's stopping off in the middle, dropping down to flour, and still waiting to get to the final goal, that's something we don't know. It shouldn't necessarily retain that initial bracha.
Why does it retain any bracha shahakol?
Because it's edible still.
I thought you said a second ago that it's not edible.
It's a very good point in Rashi. Very good point. We're going to see in the other posting whether flour is really edible or not, and that might be why they say, maybe we're not talking about flour here, because flour is not really edible.
Right, that's a question Rashi tells us.
Exactly.
No?
So Rashi seems to indicate maybe that flour isn't edible. So that's a very good point you're making. But
who knows what kind of flour we're talking about?
Exactly. So that's part of the issue.
Or whether it's finished?
No, when you say flour, you think of flour like Hecker's flour. You know, it's all white. That's flour, but that's
not
like
finished.
Rashi and some other products.
We'll get to
another
flour. Right.
I was coming close today. I think it's just
processed.
Exactly.
But it's not plums. Completely.
It's more edible than flour would be.
Lower than ground up wheat, but it's not into that.
Okay, fine. So let's go weiter now. So that's the Gemara. So we don't have to do the next few lines of the Gemara. I think we're good for now. So the Machlokas, again, whether or not we say Nadama or you say Shehakel on flour. Again, we're taking the perspective right now that's flour we're dealing with. Rav Nachman says it should be a Shehakel because it's been downgraded and it hasn't reached its goal yet. And according to Rav Yehuda, he thinks you say a Ber Pir Adama because it's no worse than eating raw wheat, Kosi Sechita. So to flour should also be an adama. That's the machlokas. So the question.
Nachman shahakol. The other one is
adama.
Who's the other one?
Rav Nachman says shahakol. Rav Yehuda says to say adama. And Rava, in terms of, now there are a few points we're going to get. Firstly, what type of flour are we talking about?
Right.
Number two is how do we paskin? So it sounds like from the Gemara right now we should paskin like Rav Yehuda because Rava says Shmuel, Rav Yochanan all followed Rav Yehuda, and you should say an adama on whatever we're talking about. And the third element we're going to discuss a little bit is about what bracha achrona to say. So those are the three elements. So the first half we're going to discuss what we're talking about, and then what the psak is, and in the end we're going to talk about bracha achrona. So from Rashi it sounded like that we're talking about in the Rashi kimcha dechita, it sounds like we're talking about real flour. Ochel kemachitim kemoshi. A simple reading is flour. He doesn't really talk about what Tosos is going to address. So we're talking about flour according to Rashi, and the machlokas is whether you say adama or shahakol on flour. We turn to Tosos now. Tosos writes, Kimcha Dechiti. Nira de lo mari bekimcha mamsh. I don't think we're talking about real flour, says Tosos. Dim came, because had we been talking about real flour, lo shaycha bebracha de bori pri adama. No one would say, there's no way Rav Yehuda would ever suggest to say adama on flour. And why not? Why wouldn't he say that? He doesn't explain why, but he says it's Pasha to him. We'll see maybe in the other Rishonim. Pasha, no one would ever say Adama. If it's not Roy L'Achila, but then you have to say, so why are you saying a chakal? So maybe you're saying chakal because the sustenance it gives you, there's certainly calories there, there's carbohydrates you're going to be getting. So he says, certainly there's not going to be a chakal, there's nothing to talk about. Seemingly having to do with not being so edible, or it may not be edible at all. So that's not the discussion. It's Pashut, you say a shakal on flour. So what's the discussion here? So he says, Ela mairi bekimcha shekorin ishklater, o bekemech she'osim mishibola shual shemiyavshim betanar. Some type of not as well ground flour, or maybe some type of roasted, broken down and roasted and cooked. Something like that where it is certainly edible.
Like granola,
let's say. Something like granola would be, but not quite, because granola is not broken down at all. But I guess Shibol Shua would be,
right.
Yeah. Right, so something like that. Oats, that roasted oats of some sort. So something that's more edible. It's not quite a final product. It's not bread. But at the same time, it's somewhat edible. And that's the debate, whether it should be shakal or it should be a dhamma.
Says Tosfos. Say.
That's what Tosfos says.
No, that's what the debate is.
Yeah.
Because whether it's flour or a mixture.
He says, it definitely cannot be flour because flour is not edible. Everyone would say it's shakal. We're talking about, I'm not sure exactly
what
the mitzvah is here.
Everyone would say it's not edible, so therefore it's shakal. If it's not edible, it's
correct.
Nothing.
No, if it's not edible, if it provides you with some level of sustenance, then it will be, it gives something for you. So therefore, even though you're not going to enjoy it, and it's not so edible, it gives you something. So therefore, you would say shahakol. So he says we're talking about, again, I'm not sure exactly, I don't know French. I think he's saying French, ishklater. But it's something that is not ground well, or something that's been roasted, where it's not in the final form of being bread. It's somewhere in the middle, but still edible. That's the discussion here. Says Tosos. Machlok is whether it's going to be a shahakol or a dhamma. So now, if you look at the riff, you go to the riff on Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph in the riff's pages. So the riff writes, and this is the opinion of many of the Gaonim. The riff was one of the first Rishonim he learned from the many of the Gaonim. And he says in the bottom of Chaf Hey Amud Aleph, he quotes this Gemara very briefly. What the riff did was he cut out all the back and forth, and he just brought the bottom line halach l'maisa. So he says, "Kaima dechita ki akimcha dechita." Rabbi Yehuda Amar Boi Pri Adama, Rabbi Nachman Amar Shahakal, like we saw. U'mistaver, this is the riff talking, and again he's quoting from many of the Gaonim. U'mistaver, it's very logical to say, "Rabbi Nachman." It's very logical to pass like Rabbi Nachman that one should say a shahakal. De'lo regili inche l'suya kimcha. No one eats kemach. No one eats kemach at all. So how could Rabbi Yehuda get away with saying you should say Adam on kemach? Nobody eats it. It's not considered edible. So therefore, he puts his own reasoning in and says we should pass like Rav Nachman to say shahakol because nobody eats it at all. V'hachin paski Rav Asa, and that's what many of his rabbanim paskin like as well. So we see from the riff understood like Rashi that the discussion was about flour. It's about flour. And he paskins like Rav Nachman, because it had it been about what Tosos says about, let's say, roasted oats, so everyone, it wouldn't be pasha. It is edible. Oatmeal is edible. Granola is edible, these things, when they're roasted. So he wouldn't say, So he shouldn't point out that clearly Riff was assuming it's talking about flour. It's talking about flour like Rashi does, and we paskin like Rav Nachman, because no one eats it. So no one would ever say Adama like Rav Yehuda, and that's what the Riff says. So the difficulty with the riff is brought down by Rabbi Yonah, but I'm going to look at the Rush. The Rush challenges the riff.
Would you just say the difficulty by the riff is Rabbi Yonah, but we're not going to look at Rabbi Yonah?
Rabbi Yonah and the Rush both argue on the riff. The same reasoning. I want to look at the Rush, his presentation. Now, just to know in terms of how to learn things, the riff, as I told you, cut out a lot of the Gemaras and just brought down the Halach L'maisa. He cuts out the Agadata and he brings down the Halach L'maisa, none of the back and forth. When the Rush quotes Gemara, he's oftentimes quoting the Gemara that the Riff had created. The abridged version of the Gemara that the Riff had created, to cut out all the back and forth, that's the Gemara that the Rush is quoting and commenting on. So he's always quoting the Riff, the Rush. Rush always quotes the Riff. So if you look in the middle of Siman Beis, he quotes the Gemara, which is really the Riff's Gemara. Okay, looking for the line here for 1 second here. So he quotes the riff that says, we pass like Rav Nachman because nobody eats flour. So he says, V'yesh Omer, there are those who say, how could you say we pass like Rav Nachman? Didn't the Gemara tell us this is going to be a very technical point here? But didn't Rava say to Rav Nachman himself, don't argue in Rav Yehuda? Because Shmuel and Rav Yochanan both hold like Rav Yehuda, who say you should say Adama. So how could the Rif Pasnag Rav Nachman, who's going against Rava, going against Rav Yochanan, going against Shmuel, that's how others therefore argue in one should Paskin like Rav Yehuda? He says that's point one, why we should pass on Rav Yehuda. Point two is, the Rif creates his own Svara. Rav Nachman never says the reason why he says Shakal is because it's not edible. The Gemara never says anything like that at all. It says because it changed forms. That's changed forms is very different than me eating it or not.
He's saying a brother, so you know what I'm saying?
Perhaps I could change something, but still be edible. In the case you spoke about, if I take dates and I pulverize it, it's still going to be jelly. It's still edible. So you could have something that changes forms and still... So the Rif created his own Svara. The Gemara says the reason why Rav Nachman held you say Shehakol is because it changed forms. Rif says the reason why you pass on Rav Nachman is because it's inedible. But you can't create your own Svara of the Gemara. So you're giving a new reason for Rav Nachman the Gemara itself doesn't say. So for these two reasons, says the Rash, we don't paskin like Rav Nachman. Instead, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. Okay. Fine, so we're good. So a little bit confusing again, what we're talking about here. So the Rush ends up saying, it seems clear from the Rif, like we've been saying, he must assume that the discussion is surrounding the Kemach, real flour. Real flour, and he says, since real flour is mamish inedible, nowadays we should certainly say Shakal. It sounds like, maybe during the times of Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda, it was edible, flour was edible, and their debate was about whether transforming the flour from wheat to flour is something substantial, or no, it retained the bracha. But he says, like anything else, things change with time. Things change with time. I think this is how I understand the Rush. And nowadays, when the time the Rif lived, it's inedible according to all standards, so even Rav Yehuda would have agreed to Rav Nachman that you should only say Shako. The only reason why you could have a discussion of saying Adam or not is if, number one, if it's edible. If it's not edible, there's nothing to talk about. So during the times of Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda, it was edible. So now that it's edible, now we could discuss, well, what bracha do you say? Should you say Shehakol or should you say Adama? So they get into another discussion. It depends. It changes form or it doesn't change form. That's a new discussion. But during the times of the Rif, it wasn't even edible. There's nothing to talk about anymore.
It's like raw fish.
Exactly. Raw fish in terms of Bishakum, in terms of Muksa. Great point.
Same far as inedible and inedible. Not long ago was inedible.
Exactly. So I'll bring it's a good point. It's a great model. I'll discuss it. When it comes to Bishul Akum, the halacha Bishul, we spoke about this just the other day. Very good. Bishul Akum, the halacha is that anything that's edible raw, if a goy were to cook it, it's not a problem. Backtrack. Bishul Akum, it's usher for a goy to cook food for you. If they cook food for you, you're not allowed to eat it. They cook a steak for you, it's usher to eat. It's Bishul Akum. It's a Issa Derabanan, the Gemara Avodah Zarah says, but it's usher to be eaten. This machlok is, let's say they use your pots. Are the pots going to be treif now, or they're not going to be a treif? Two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. So what happens if they cook something that's already edible? They take, let's say something's already cooked. Let's take that extreme example. They put it in the microwave to warm it up. There's no problem. They didn't cook anything. Same thing, if something's not cooked, but it's edible, raw, an apple, let's say they bake an apple, there's no problem because the apple was good then and it's good now. So now they take raw fish, the Gemara talks about, and they cook raw fish and make it into grilled salmon. That's usher, that's Bishul Akum. So what about nowadays where it's common to have raw fish? Sushi is very common. So I could eat it raw, so they're not really changing the status of it. I could eat it then, I could eat it now. So the Shach Paskins in your day, that all depends on the time and where you live. No matter where you live, things are going to change. So maybe in a place like, I don't know, Africa, they don't eat sushi, let's say. So for them, raw fish wouldn't be a possibility for them. So raw fish would be a problem cooking a Bishul Akum. The question becomes, now not all raw fish is going to be subject to these halachas. I asked Rav Shechter about this. I once asked a shayla to somebody else. Nowadays, that since sushi is so common, maybe Bishul Akum shouldn't apply to fish anymore because people eat raw fish. And this person thought that it's not that common. I didn't think this person got out enough. Every single wedding, every single place you go to, every single restaurant has sushi on the menu. It's very common. So Rav Shechter told me he agrees that it is very common, and therefore raw fish cooked by a goy would not be a violation of Bishul Akum. But he said you have to know which grade of fish is being used. Not every raw fish is usable for sushi. So if you buy salmon in the store, Alaskan salmon, let's say, that's not necessarily the same grade that can be used for sushi and won't be edible raw. So you have to know which type of fish, what grade you're referring to. But either way, you see, as you pointed out, it changes with time. Now, another thing that just comes out from this also, in terms of Hilchos Muksa, along with raw fish. So Hilchos Muksa, you can't touch raw fish because it's inedible. You can't touch something that has no use on Shabbos. The Gemara says, however, you can touch raw meat because they used to eat raw meat back then. Nowadays, things someone have switched, where we eat raw fish if it's the right grade, but we don't eat raw meat. So this also changes depending on the time.
And we're ignoring the question, this discussion of what it actually was being discussed, whether it was raw flour or this intermediary. Now we're just going with the derech of raw flour.
Right now the Rush says it seems clear from the Rif that we're talking about raw flour. We're talking about raw flour, that's the discussion. Because if we're talking about the roasted oats and stuff, that's very edible. The Rif can't get away with saying that's not, nobody eats that. I'm sure, of course people ate that. So therefore it must be talking about raw flour. Now if it's talking about raw flour, so how could the Rif give a new svar? How could he give a new logic that the Gemara itself doesn't mention?
Based on edible. So
I'm suggesting that maybe inedible is the number one question you have to ask. During the times of the Gemara, it was edible, and they have a debate. During the times of the Rif, maybe things have changed, it's no longer edible, and then that knocks out the entire discussion, and therefore you once should say a shakal. Okay, just a suggestion. Now let's move on in the Rishonim here. Okay, there's a Rashba here. Should we do the Rashba? Let's look at the Rashba, yeah. I don't have extra sheets here.
I have for
Ezra.
Okay. There's a whole bunch.
Okay. The Rashba, I'll say quickly outside. The Rashba has this discussion, how we paskin, what are we talking about, and which, are we talking about raw flour, are we talking about roasted oats? And he ends up saying, This is the Rashba now. So he ends up saying that Mikol Makom, everyone agrees in terms of Psak Halacha. They all are getting at the right place. Meaning what? The Rif Paskin to say a Shehakol, and other Rishonim Paskin to say a Adama. The Gemara says, right, that Rava says, Rav Nachman, you can't argue in Rav Yehuda. Shmuel and Rav Yochanan both agree to Rav Yehuda, and you should say an Adama. So says the Rashba, there's no Machlokas here. They're arguing about what the Gemara is talking about, if it's talking about flour or if it's talking about the roasted oats. But Lemaisa, they both agree with what the halach is. So the Rif, who understands the Gemara to be about raw flour, he paskins shakal. Other Rishonim who paskin that the Gemara is talking about oats, they paskin hadama. But even the ones who say hadama on oats will agree to say shakal on the raw flour. And the Rif who says you say shakal on the flour will agree to the roasted oats, you should say hadama. So they're just arguing about what the Gemara is talking about, but Lemaisa, how we paskin, everyone is in agreement. Which, interesting point. So it's really not much of a machlokas here, just how to read the Gemara. It's like what the Gemara would say when it's machlokas, how to read psukim, but there's no real nafkamina. They're arguing about how to darshan the pasuk. So they are arguing how to darshan, how to read the Gemara properly.
Is it smacht, or is it the fairish pasuk, but
the Indian
is the same?
Indian exactly the same, to again say shahakal on raw flour, and to say an adama on roasted oats.
And it was the same question as Rashi told.
Say, Rashi tells us arguing about what we're talking about,
yeah.
But doesn't seem to be such a... So the debate is not such a big debate. That's what really comes out of this.
No, but I'm saying it's the same thing. That Rashi says it's all flour, and that's... And then Tosfos says it's the mixture. And then later on you're saying everybody would agree that if it's all flour, it's this way.
Correct.
And if it's other mixture or roasted oats or whatever, it's that way.
Rashi and Tosfos just said what we're talking about. They never paskined. So it could be in Rashi's world where it's a flour, he would have paskin to say a shakal.
Right.
And Tosos' world, he talks about roasted oats, he may paskin a dhamma. So we don't know. We don't know what they say. But that's what the Rashi ends up saying from what he's seen among all the different Rishonim. Then we have one last Rishon on this topic, the Ritva. The Ritva writes that he thinks they're both. That both of them are the discussion in the Gemara. Both the raw flour and the roasted oats are what we're talking about here in the Gemara here. Because the Gemara never differentiates. Because had we been talking about one or the other, the Gemara should have been a little bit clearer. We're talking about kemach or kalayos, a roasted oats. And since the Gemara doesn't, it must be we're talking about both scenarios here. Okay.
So if we're talking about both, then what's the machlokas? Rashi and Tosfos.
Aha. So he ends up saying the only machlokas here, very good, he says the machlokas is, that akarchach lo paligalea Rav Nachman ela mishum dishtani, only because this change has it transformed itself. The flour and oats, both of them, have transformed from chita, but it hasn't yet gotten to its a final state of pas. They're both a kind of drop off stage, so it's going to be the same halacha. He ends up saying,
But it's a different kind of drop-off. One is inedible and one is edible.
Exactly. One's are, right. He might think flour is somewhat edible, maybe. I'm not sure, but yes, very good point. So he ends up going off in just an interesting tangent here. He says, based on this point, though, it's a very important halacha l'maisa in terms of Bishul B'Shabbos and Muksa. You don't oftentimes see this, by the way, in the Rishonim, where they just go off on like halacha l'maisa point. But the Ritva writes, we see from all of this, that let's say a goy, and goes back to also Bishul Akum, and also Melacha on Shabbos, Bishul Shabbos. Let's say a goy were to bake bread on Shabbos. What's the halacha? So normally if they bake bread for me, they do a melacha for me, it's also they get hanah from it. He doesn't get involved in Bishul Akum here for some reason, because, well, I know what the reason why is, because Bishul Akum only applies to cooking, not to baking. There's Pas Yisrael and Pas Akum, and there's Bishul Akum. This only applies to things that you're cooking, not to bread which is baked. Baking, you're allowed to have pas akum, pas palter, whatever the different things are. Pas gel is a certain chumra where you try to be noeg during a seish mechuvah. We're noeg on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Mishnah Berurah says, to only have pas Yisrael on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So he's getting involved in Bishul B'Shabbos questions. So the guy cooks, he bakes rather bread for you on Shabbos. Are you allowed to eat it? So if he cooks it for you, you can't get hana. If he turns a light on for you, you can't get hana. If he does any melacha for you, he can't. You can't get hana. So let's say this case, he cooks it for himself, say, bakes it for himself. He bakes it for himself. If he turns a light on for himself, you're allowed to get hana. It wasn't done for you. The reason why you can't get hana from a melacha of a goyin Shabbos is because if you get hana, it might lead you to ask him to do something else for you. But if he did this for himself, there's no problem of you going to ask him the next time. Fine. So if he did it for himself, you're allowed to eat that bread, and there's no, this is the kicker, there's no issue of mishum iser muksa leka. Shouldn't there be an iser muksa? Beforehand, this was simply dough, which is muksa.
No
lud. What?
No
lud. Well, not no, but no, because it still exists in the world. The same object was there, just, it's edible now. It wasn't created new. So before he baked it, this was no, it was a muksa, because this is dough. I can't eat dough. So shouldn't there be an issur of muksa? I can't change. It's muksa.
The dough. We were in either case of flour or oats. Now it's already dough.
It's a good point. So let's say we're talking about the flour. Let's say the oats. Let's say the, or either flour.
Do they make bread out of oats or just out of flour?
Oats.
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, they make any.
Oh, I thought we were talking about a different degree of grinding, not a different material.
Well, they're kind of both. You're right. Chita. The Gemara says chita. But then the Tosfos and Shibol Shual, which is, I forget how it works exactly, the Gemara Pesachim says, there are five grains, but it's really broken down to Chit and Seorah. And each, there's a category, I don't know which one, oat or spelt, falls under which ones, but they're really subcategories. The other three grains are subcategories of Chit and Seorah. So Chit is more expansive than you would have thought. It's not only wheat, it must be oats and spelt also. I just don't know which way it goes.
So we're not talking about two different states of grinding? We're talking about potentially a mixture of
both.
Two different things?
Both things. Which object you're talking about and how it's been processed.
Yeah.
So when Tosa says we're talking about how it's been processed in a certain way, and we're also talking about Shibol Shual, which is what, that's, we said oats, spelt, I always forget which one. Is it which? Spelt? That it gets roasted, it's a roasted spelt. So different objects, but also more edible, okay. Different processed.
But now we're up to dough.
So dough, let's say you have dough. Dough is also, let's say he put it into, let's say it was flour and he kneaded it. He made it into dough. The goy made it into dough. But the flour at the onset of Shabbos was muksa. It was muksa beforehand. So something that's muksa, you can't leave the status of muksa. He changed it from muksa, mixed it with water and eggs, and then he baked it. So I'm allowed to eat it because of Bishul B'Shabbos. But shouldn't there be a violation of muksa because of muksa at the beginning of Shabbos? So the answer is there's no issue of muksa because even before you baked it, it was edible. Because now we're learning from this Gemara that the flour is edible and the oats are edible. Whatever we're talking about, even though it's not yet baked, it's still edible. Even though not very edible, it's edible enough to not be considered muksa.
Ask
interesting
Ben.
Point. Whether it's edible or not?
Yeah.
Flour?
No, dough.
Dough? No egg. It's edible.
Definitely,
definitely edible.
He
may not be healthy with egg.
He eats dough.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do one last point here. Let's discuss now the bracha achrona. Okay, the Gemara told us, the Gemara in Lamed Zayin, a different topic now, but related. It was discussing how koses chita. Person chews, eats raw wheat. And the Gemara Paskin there, one says an Adama when you eat raw wheat. Everybody agrees to that. So Mefurish Gemara Lama Zayin, you say Adama on raw wheat. So Tos is asking there, flour, processed. This is raw flour. Everyone agrees to that. The Tosfos there, the long Tosfos on the side, discusses what bracha achrona do you say when you eat raw wheat. So he says that.
Before we get to bracha achrona, what happened to granola? What the bracha rishona?
Right, so we didn't discuss it, but that would seemingly be this type, same type of question of a dhamma or shakal. It's somewhere in the middle, but it might also be mizona stuff. So granola is it's connected, but it's a different discussion. It's not very posh. Okay, so he writes in Tosfos a few lines down. There's room, exactly. There's room to say mistapek whether one should say al hamichya the bracha main shalosh with the conclusion of al hadama val priya dhamma. One should maybe say that. When just like when you have a mizonos, you have a cookie, cake, you say al-michya. It comes from the five grains. So to when you have the wheat, you should say al-hadama va-priyadama. But he says the problem is we don't find such a concept anywhere in Shas. No one ever mentions al-hadama va-priyadama. We have al-eitz, al-priyates. We have al-gafen. We have al-michya. But we don't have anywhere al-hadama va-priyadama.
Except in this man's sitter.
So exactly, we'll get there.
And then he took it out.
So he says, so maybe one should say, maybe only say al-michya when there's a mizonos in the beginning. That's he wasn't sure about. So this is Tosfos Dira Maschil HaKosis. I'm translating, not reading the Hebrew inside. Talmud Zayin with al-HaKosis. So then he quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, apparently he edited in his personal machzor, in his personal sitter, he wrote, to say al-dama va-priya-dama, he wrote this in as a fourth option. If you open up the article, there are only three options to say. He writes a fourth option. But then apparently he retracted, and I guess he erased it or crossed it out. And he passed not to say al adama because you don't find anywhere in Shas to say such a conclusion on the bracha of al michya.
How are we supposed to look at he put it in his sitter and he retracted? Why are they bringing it up? How does that work? What do we think?
We think it's a proof.
What does it mean when I change my mind?
That's a deeper conversation.
No. We could have just been where he's holding now. We just to understand that even a big person makes a mistake. I mean,
it's a much bigger discussion about it. Yes, a bigger person, he could change his mind. There's no problem with changing his mind.
Would it be as far as a person did make that bracha? Maybe he says not to make another bracha again.
Yeah, but the Evid, maybe he's...
Right, but I think it sounds like he crossed it. Nobody passed it this way. It's not an option. It was once upon a time he would retract it, which is he's allowed to do that. We have in the Gemara where people have been retracted, they've been disproven, and therefore gave in to the other opinion. That happens all the time. That's part of debating. Okay. So that's what he ends up saying. It goes through a number of different proofs how we should not say, there's no such concept of saying al-hamichya when it comes to koses, when it comes to eating raw wheat. So now this is talking about raw wheat. How does this translate over to now flour of discussion here, or whatever we're talking about, flour or roasted oats, how does this translate? So the Rajba takes this conversation of the Tosfos and says this same discussion should apply to flour as well. So the Rajba writes, back to the Rajba that we had.
The same discussion about the question of the bracha achrona?
Exactly. So the same exact thing. When it comes to the bracha after eating the flour, after eating the roasted oats, what bracha should one say? Should you say a main shalosh, al michya, concluding with al hadama va priyadama, or not? So that's the discussion. So we're going to look now at the Meromei Sadeh, the Netziv. Says, how come Tosfos only had this discussion when it came to raw wheat? But he never brought this discussion over to flour. The Rajba did bring this conversation over to flour. What's that machlokas, whether the same conversation exists? It sounds like from Tosfos, Tosfos would push it, say, that you say abori nefashos when it comes to raw flour.
So much more so. If you do it with something that's edible, something that's even less edible, why would you...
I'm not sure about that. I don't know if flour is less edible than raw wheat. I don't know if that's the case.
I thought we had that discussion, that it was.
I don't know if it is. Could be. I don't know the mitzvahs of it.
Okay.
So, then the Netziv writes, this is the last page. We'll read this inside because it's a nice piece. You look in the left column of the Meromei Sadeh, Sham, Kimcha Dechita V'chule. He quotes, Hinei Tosfos Lehalan Daf Lamed Zayin Nistaptu. Tosfos was unsure. Bekosis is achita. When a person eats raw wheat, in mevarch bracha achrona main shalosh, v'kan lo nistako. He only had a doubt when it came to eating raw wheat, but here, in the conversation of flour, he never had such a doubt. Aval harajba, like we just saw, b'chidusha v'hevi safek ze gam kan, here he brings the same suffix with regards to raw flour. Lo, not only that, el afilo leman damar d'mevarch shahakol, even if the one, Rav Nachman, who passed into the say shahakol, when it comes to raw flour, There's also a thought that you could start with the shahakol and end off with a alamicha, which would be the opposite of rice. Rice, you start in mizonos and you end off with bari nefashos. This is, you start off with the shahakol and you end off with alamicha.
The rice situation is not so
pashal
either, though.
It's not so. Which aspect are you saying?
Isn't it not like this? Which bracha are you saying?
Yeah, but
which
bracha are you saying? Right. We pass in mizonos and bari nefashos. Right. But I remember the mnemonic to remember this. They taught us when we were younger was Amen. It's Amen is Aleph is Orez, Mem is Bezonos, and Nun is Nefashos. That was the mnemonic they taught us. That's why you pass him. But you're right. The Gemara itself has a discussion. Rabbi Eliezer comes up. Depends whether rice could be used for chametz and matzah, these types of inyanim. But we certainly pass in Bezonos. Now it comes also where brown rice might be different though. Brown rice might be an Adama. But another discussion. Tosas writes, he has a suffix. Maybe one should conclude the bracha of Kosis al Chita with al Adama val Pri Adama. That's what he suggests. And he quotes. No, that's the Gemara says. It's not anywhere. That's what he says. How could you say that? The Tosas, I mean, the Gemara never mentions it. You can't just create your own nisuch. That's why one wouldn't say it. But he has such a havamina because it's one of the five grains. So you would think it should end with the main shalosh. But you can't say al Michel val Kakala because it's not bread, it's not cake. So he thought of this, maybe this is a good mix. It's a main shalosh, but he tweaked the nusach of the bracha a little bit. That's the reason why we don't paskin that way. That's what Tosos says. Now let's look at the Merami Sadeh. We have Naftali Tzvi Yehuda, in Berlin. He says, V'nira de machlokas atosos v'rashba. The machlok is whether or not to take this conversation about bracha chona and to extend it to flour is the following. Based on the following. Talya, it depends. B'mashe hikshar rashba leil. A question the Rashba had earlier in Daf Lamed Hey Amin Aleph. We didn't see this together, I don't think. Lefia Maskana. The Chol Shivas Haminim Tonim Bracha Lachrav. The halacha is, when it comes to all Shivas Haminim, you have to say a Bracha Achrona, you have to say Main Shalosh. Mishum, the Pasuk says, Dechsev Verachta. Vachalta Vesavata Verachta. Verachta doesn't only include benching, not only bread, but includes all the Shivas Haminim. Verachta. And the Rashba Paskins, therefore, that the bracha or achrona and shivas haminim might be the rice as well. Vimkain, if that's the case, lamalan drasha de kodesh hilulim al achrav. Remember going back to Lamed Hey, those good old days, a few months ago. The pasuk says kodesh hilulim al achrav. That kodesh hilulim, Hashem, the pasuk says, that you're supposed to say hilulim, a bracha, before and afterwards. And then Gemara ends up concluding this pasuk, hilulim is referring to the bracha after you drink wine. So why do you need bracha after you drink wine? Drinking wine is one of the shivas haminim. We already learned from the Virachta. Virachta includes Shivas Aminim. So why do you need a second pasuk, Kodesh Hilulim, to say you say Bracha Achron after wine? It's redundant. So the Rashba there answers, V'yashiv, he answers, De'im Mishim Shivas Aminim, if it was just V'achalzev V'savat Virachta, that you say a Bracha on all Shivas Aminim, Ein Achiv Ela B'shvach Ha'aretz. The Shivas Aminim, the Bracha, is only on the best of the land, which is Hainu Yain V'shemen, wine, not grapes, wine. Refers to the best product of the land. The wine is the best product. So I only know that you have to say bracha achrona on wine. When it comes to velo al hanavim, but not grapes. Grapes are not included in the shvach haaretz, the shvach haaretz. That's why Mishum Halchik said kodesh hilulim. So kodesh hilulim says, even for the grapes, you have to say main shalosh, a bracha achrona main shalosh.
And that's why there's two different ischos as to whether it's...
Yes, exactly. There's two different sources, two different ischos, exactly. But then he says, it would be shame Rashi, it's opposite. The Shivas Haminim, if we just had the Vachalta, Visavata, Vrachta, and Shivas Haminim, have a Mokmina Mashikos of Geffen, Hainu, Anavim. The Shivas Haminim refers to grapes, not wine. Grapes is a Shivas Haminim. And the Pasuk of Kodesh Yulim refers to the Yain, refers to the wine. So again, they're both agreeing that one pasuk is for grapes, one pasuk is for wine. That's why you need two different ones. That's why they're two different nuschaos. The question, which pasuk is teaching which? So the Rashba thinks that, this we have to remember this point now, the Rashba thinks that Virachta is referring to wine, and Rashi thinks Virachta is referring to the grapes, and then the Kodesh Yulim is referring to the opposite. So again, Rashba is the wine for Virachta, and then Rashi says Virachta is grapes. Keep that in mind now. So now he explains, Hinei Lishitas Rashi, who thinks it's all about the grapes, the Virachta is about the grapes, Ein matkum listapik el bakosis achita shuben. The only discussion to say main shalosh, Rashi thinks Shivas Haminim refers to everything in the raw state, grapes. The bracha Virachta is in the raw state, grapes. So too wheat, chita, is in the raw state of wheat. So that's only when the raw state is there, such a machla, such a suffix, whether you should say main shalosh on raw wheat, in the raw state. When it comes to process, when it comes to flour, it's no longer raw, there's no shaila anymore, nothing to talk about. But according to the Rajbo, who thinks that Virachta refers to even the product, even to the only to the wine, the product, the wine itself, that's when you say main shalosh. So then when it comes to flour, which is a new product, it's a transformation, then he was able to have such a suffix even by flour. So again, one more time. Rashi thinks that Shivas HaMini referred to everything in the raw state. That's when you say Virachta. Tosos is assuming like Rashi that also you can only have such a suffix about main shalosh when the wheat is in the raw state. Only by Chita. But Tosos couldn't fathom to have a suffix of Bracha Achrona when it comes to flour, which is processed. That's no longer in the raw state anymore. The Raj was the opposite. Raj beholds the Shitasa when it comes to the Bracha V'chalta V'tzavata V'rachta of main shalosh. That's referring to wine. That's referring to oil. It's referring to the products of the land. Not raw, the products of the land. So too, there's room for him to mistapik when it comes to the product of the wheat, the flour, the roasted oats. That's the product. Then there's room to mistapik. Should that also have a Bracha main shalosh or not? So that says in the Tziv is the Machlokas Rajba and Tos. Very interesting, I thought. Okay, we'll stop here. A little bit of a confusing topic again, but that's good. Next week we're going to discuss Korah. Korah is a referring to Harta Pam. Big Machlokas, what bracha to say in Harta Pam, a Shehakal, a Dhamma, or Haetz. That'll be next week in Mir Sashem.